And sisters,
弟兄姊妹早安。
Very happy to be with you again. It's been quite a while now.
我们和你大家在一起有一段时间了，非常高兴。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for your mercies.
主，我们为了你的恩典来感谢你。
For your precious grace.
为你的宝贵的恩典和怜悯来感谢你。
It's you who have brought us together.
因为你把我们带到一起。
We recognize that you are present here as we gather in your name.
当我们在你名下聚集的时候，我们知道你在我们当中。
Lord, we thank you for the promise of your presence.
我们实在是感谢你给我们在我们当中的应许。
Lord, especially as we open your word, we confess that we do not understand your word.
主，我们在打开你话语的时候，我们实在承认我们不了解你的话。
Our thoughts are not your thoughts.
我们的思想不是你的思想。
And the words that we would speak, Lord, are often not your words.
我们所说的话也常常不是你所要说的话。
So we bow before thee.
所以我们在你面前俯伏。
And we trust in you that.By your Spirit, Lord, you will speak your word in our hearts.
我们相信借着你的灵，你要对我们的心说话。
That you would open us up and remove every obstacle.
你可以把我们打开，并且去除我们一切的障碍。
As we read, as we meditate together,
当我们一起读、一起思想你话的时候，
we do pray that you would be speaking within.
我们来祷告你在我们里面说话。
And we trust that when you speak, there is faith.
我们相信你说话的时候就带给我们信心。
And Lord, we trust that that faith will bring forth and that you would be glorified.
我们相信当你说话的时候你也可以得荣耀。
We give you all the praise.
我们向你献上所有的感谢和赞美。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
I'd like to read a few verses of Scripture.
我们一同读一几处的经文。
First from Genesis chapter 22.
第一处在创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 1.
创世纪二十二章第一节。
Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”
Then he said, "Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you."
神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去。”在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and rose and went to the place of which God had told him.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off.
到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。
And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you.
亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son.And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father! And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲啊，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。以撒说，请看。火与柴都有了，那燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔，于是二人同行。
And then turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们再翻到希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11 from verse 13.
希伯来书十一章十三节。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
And verse 17, By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, In Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense.
17节到19节，亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，从有话说：从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
And then the letter of James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2, verse 21.
雅各书第二章第21节。
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar?
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？
Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect?
可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
And finally, the Gospel of John chapter 8.
我们再翻到约翰福音第八章。
Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章,
verse 56.
第56节,
the words of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣的话,
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。
And the Jews said to him, You're not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham.
犹太人说，你还没有50岁，岂见过亚伯拉罕呢？
Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I'm sorry to read scripture after scripture.
弟兄姊妹们，我抱歉，我读了很多的圣经。
I know it's difficult to be read to.
有时候读起来比较难。
But really, in these verses, is more than I could share.
这些话我实在是没有办法有时间完全分享到。
And I'm not really interested to share a sermon or a message.
我实在没有兴趣呢，给大家讲道。
I would just share out of my own experience of the Lord's discipline and dealing in my life.
我只是要借着神在我身上的管教，来和弟兄姊妹一同分享。And
many failures and trials.
是在我里面的很多的试炼，还有很多的失败。And
sometimes in the course of these kinds of things, maybe you've experienced some loss in your life.
有时候呢，就借着这些的事情呢，我们是经历一些的失落。
Some disappointment.
有很多的失望。
Somehow it seemed you were running well and perhaps you stumble.
有时候你觉得跑得不错，但是呢，就会跌倒。
I find the Lord really searching my heart in these days.
我发觉神是在这些日子里来使我的心能够被他所省察
to measure carefully the words that I say
来省察我所说的每一句话
that often the words come easier than the reality
有时候话呢比实际来得容易
and I'm learning that about faith I believe
我是在学习信心的功课
that the real faith that is pleasing to God
这真正的信心呢, 是来讨神的喜悦,
is quite a costly thing.
是一个很需要付代价的事。
Now you know that faith is a gift of God's grace.
当然我知道呢, 神, 这个我们的信心是神给我们的一个礼物。
Because of sin, we are in such a condition
因为罪, 因为犯罪, 我们有这样的一个, 这样的一个光景,
that we cannot believe.
我们办法相信,
even were the Son of God to appear among us and perform mighty miracles,
甚至在神的儿子在我们当中行神迹奇事的时候,
unless God Himself does a deeper work within, we cannot believe in Him.
除非神在我们里面做神的工作, 我们没有办法相信。
Faith, is more than just a tradition.
这个信心啊, 不是一个传统,
it's more than just a set of beliefs or doctrines that we hold.
不是简单的说我们的信或者是一些的教条。
The living faith that without which is impossible to please God, this is something altogether different.
活的信心就是那一个, 没有的话呢, 我们就没有办法来使神得喜悦。
And I confess it's only through times of loss and disappointment that I find my heart challenged in this way.
我承认, 只有当我经历一些的失败和挫折的时候, 我的心才能感受到这样的信心。
In this past year, I lost a loved one, someone very close.
在这过去的一年中, 我失去了和我非常亲近的亲人。
A brother in Christ with whom I enjoyed sweet fellowship from my younger days.
是一个信主的我们的亲爱的弟兄, 在我早年的时候就和他有美好的交流。
And I remember when we were young, by young I mean in our 20s.
我记得在我20来岁的时候, 我们就有交通。
We would stay up till the wee hours of the morning sharing the things of Christ.
我们可以整夜的, 一直到黎明的时候, 都可以分享到主。
And what we were discovering of how wonderful the gospel of God's grace really is.
我们一同的来, 发现神的救恩, 是何等, 神的这样的福音是何等宝贵。
My friend was raised in Catholicism.
我的朋友是在一个特别的环境中长大。
And I grew up in a Methodist background.
我呢是在一个宣教会的, 这样的一个背景长大。
And our first exposure to the gospel was, well, it really wasn't the gospel.
我们起初接触到的福音呢, 好像不算什么福音。
It was something more along the lines that if you really seek to do good in your life, that God will reward you.
我们那时候的听到的福音是, 我们若是行好事, 我们就可以得神的这样的奖赏。
And that if you sin, that God is merciful and He will forgive you.
若是我们犯罪, 神也是蛮有怜悯, 会来赦免我们的罪。
Now all of these things are very true.
这些事都是真实的,
But there was something in that constant cycle of trying to do the right thing.
但是呢, 这个就使得我们常常会形成一个这样的一个循环, 我们愿意去做好事。
And having a conscience on the inside that knew that something was not right.
但是我们里面呢, 可以直觉到我们有些事情是不对的。
And when we saw the precious value of the blood of Jesus Christ.
当我们看到主耶稣基督他的宝血的功效的时候,
to see that on that cross the Lord Jesus was made a curse.
当我们看到耶稣在十字架上成为,
and all of my sins and all of my sin, my whole problem was
所以,
laid upon Him.
所有我们的罪, 我们所有的问题都加在他的身上。
And when He died on that cross,
当他在十字架上死的时候,
The power of sin was broken.
那个罪的权势就被打破。
And in his resurrection, there is a brand new beginning.
在他的复活当中, 我们可以有一个新的开始。
A new heart, a new spirit.
一个新的心, 一个新的灵。
Brand new life born from above.
一个新的生命从, 上, 来降下的。
Brand new life supplied from above.
这个新的生命是从天上降下。
A life that is kept by God.
是一个由神来保守的生命。
That is nurtured and raised by God.
是神兴起并且来, 供应的一个生命。
That will bring forth fruit that will give glory to God.
能够结出果子, 能够归神荣耀于神。
And all of this is not just the gift of God, but is the Son of God.
这不仅是神给我们的礼物, 啊, 实际上是神他儿子自己。
That all who believe in the Lord Jesus,
是所有相信主耶稣的,
the Heavenly Father will send the Spirit of His beloved Son to dwell in you.
天上的父神就可以把他爱子的灵来降到我们的心里面, 住在我们当中。
And you can know from that point that you are God's child and God is your Father.
从那个时候你就知道你是神的儿女, 父神是我们的天父。
All fear of death is gone.
所有对于死亡的恐惧, 都已经, 消失。
And the eternal life that we receive, the fellowship into which we've entered.
所有的这个, 永远的生命, 还有我们一同交通到的这个生命,
will never come to an end.
永远不会, 停止。
And we rejoiced in this gospel.
我们欢喜为着这样的福音, 我们欢喜快乐。
Now, when my good friend this past year, he got cancer.
当我好朋友去年得癌症的时候,
and he went to the Lord, it was last summer.
是去年的暑假, 他去见主。
And it was very, very quick.
是非常快的。
Very unexpected.
没有很多人预料到。
His wife, four children.
他有, 妻子有四个孩子。
Very unexpected.
都没有预想到这么快。
And of course it was unexpected by me.
我也没有料到。
And I could tell he sort of looked to me for encouragement.
我可以感觉到他也, 需要我对他有鼓励。
But I'll be honest with you, brothers and sisters, it was he who was encouragement to me.
我给大家很坦白地说, 实在是他鼓励了我。
Because I discovered, you know, this isn't really the way we thought it would be.
我发现呢, 这好像确实是应该神, 这样成就。
Like most young people, we had ambitions for the future.
我们很多年轻人呢, 对于将来是希, 充满着一些的, 期望。
But what we didn't know then was that our sights were set too low.
但是我们常常不知道我们的这个期望很低。
We were just concentrating on the here and now.
我们只是把我们的盼望放在现在。
And whereas my friend at one time looked forward to going to medical school, to dental school,
那我的朋友呢, 当时也是想要去读牙医。
At this point, he realized that all of these things really, they don't matter so much.
在那个时候他就觉得这一切都没有什么价值。
I had a lot of dreams as well.
我自己也有很多的梦想。
But all of those things, even when we spoke of serving the Lord, it really was involving things down here.
我们甚至我们去服侍神, 我们也常常是在地上的一些事情上服侍。
Just this life and this life alone.
只是来服侍我们今生和今生的需要而已。
Somehow eternity, the age and the ages to come, it just doesn't seem real.
这些永恒的还有来世的这些, 我们对我们来说不是真实的。
Now, the word of God is true.
但是呢, 神的话是, 是真实的。
There's no question whatsoever that the word of God is true. This was our conviction at least.
对于神的话的真实，我们里面确实是确信的。
But then in the time of trial, where life's events seem to contradict what you would expect.
但是呢，这些我们周遭的发生的事情，或许对于神的话有些的矛盾。
I find that there's many questions that arise in my heart.
在我的心中就出现了很多的疑问。
And I feel that this brings me back to the Lord in a new way.
我就觉得呢，这个呢是把我带到神面前，而且它非常新鲜的。
And I see that what I thought I knew, really, I don't know very much.
我发现呢，我觉得我知道的，实际上我知道的很少。
And this story of Abraham has really been with me for a year now.
这亚伯拉罕的故事呢，对于我来说，好多年我都知道。
And to me, it's really the classic example of the kind of story that you'd only read in the Bible.
这就是在圣经中我们常常说到的非常经典的故事。
It seems like a fantastic thing to happen, an incredible thing for someone to go through.
实在是我们觉得是很难以置信，但是非常好的事情能发生在人的身上。
But then it's always that way in the Bible.
这好像只是在圣经中是总是这样的。
It seems that God is a little bit different in the pages of the Bible than I know him in the here and now.
好像圣经中所启示的这位神和我们现在在日常生活中经历的神不一样。
And it seems like the faith and the believing of those people like Abraham in the Bible was altogether different than the kind of faith and believing that I know.
好像在圣经中亚伯拉罕在圣经的字句中的所启示的这个信心和我在生命中的信心不一样。
And yet I could tell my young daughter that the Bible teaches us that Abraham is the father of faith.
然而呢，我可以来教导我自己的比较年幼的女儿亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Abraham is the father of us all, the father of all who believe.
亚伯拉罕是所有相信的人的父亲。
And certainly that's written in the scriptures.
当然这是在圣经中所写到的。
But it's also written, the Lord Jesus said that if Abraham were your father, you would do what Abraham did.
也是主耶稣所提到的，说你若是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你就应该做亚伯拉罕所做的事。
And he was speaking to Jews who were very confident that their blood kinship to Abraham was enough to secure them.
他说讲到的就是讲给那些犹太人，他们自信他们的血缘都是来自于亚伯拉罕。
The Lord Jesus spoke very unexpected things.
主耶稣讲到很多别人预想不到的事。
The true children of Abraham are those who do the things that Abraham did.
那就是真正的亚伯拉罕的子孙是要做亚伯拉罕所做的事。
And Paul said the same thing.
保罗也这样讲。
The real circumcision are those who walk in the same steps of faith that Abraham walked in.
也真正的割礼呢，是要做亚伯拉罕他所行的事。
I say, well, wait a minute. You mean faith is more than just simply saying I believe in Jesus?
等一等，你可能会问到，难道信心是不只是要相信？
Faith is much more than that.
信心不只是这样。
Faith is a life.
信心是一个生命。
But sometimes it's not until the test of faith that you really face the issue.
但是呢，有时候我们若是不面对一个环境，我们常常不能够体验这个。
Faith is a free gift. Thank God for that.
信心是一个白白的礼物。
But for everyone who has faith, there is a day, there is an hour where that faith will be tested.
但是每一位有信心的在有个时候，神呢要会来试验我们。
And will it be along the same lines as Abraham was tested?
会不会像亚伯拉罕受这个试验那样试验呢？
Well, perhaps not literally so.
可能不是按照字句一样样的这样做。
But is it a test that will involve everything we are, everything that we have?
是不是会涉及到我们所有的我们的一切呢？
I think so.
我相信是这样的。
If the children of Abraham must do what Abraham did, it would not be any easier to walk by faith.
按照信心来生活不容易,
or any less costly.
So what
is there here for us this morning?
今天早晨我们要讲什么呢?
You know, I mentioned this experience, not that perhaps you have had an experience like that.
我所刚才讲到的那个经历呢, 或许你们也都经历过。
But God knows each of us, and He knows where we are in our lives.
神知道我们现在的处境, 现在的光景。
And He knows how to get through to you and to get through to me.
他知道如何让我, 让你来经历他。
He knew how to get through to Abraham.
他也知道如何让亚伯拉罕来经历他。
And I never cease to be amazed.
我常常非常的稀奇。
The things that God said to Abraham, they're recorded in the scripture, is really a very few words.
就是在圣经中神对亚伯拉罕讲的话非常少。
You read all of the things that God spoke to Abraham that are recorded in the scripture, and it would just take you a couple of minutes to read it.
当我们读所有神对亚伯拉罕所说的话的时候，我们几分钟就读完了。
And many of what the things that God said was just repeating, affirming again and again the things that He had said from the beginning.
甚至就是那些的话呢，也都是重复。 当初神对亚伯拉罕所说的话,
but it seemed as Abraham went on in life, every time that God spoke the same thing to him again, it went a little bit deeper.
就是在亚伯拉罕的经历中, 我们看到神每次说差不多同样的话的时候呢, 亚伯拉罕可以经历神更深。
And he found that his whole life, his whole household, everything was bound up in this promise that God had made to him.
就是讲到他的一切, 他的家当, 他的 子女各方面都是和神这个应许有关系。
If you were to read all the words that Abraham said about God, it would probably be even fewer words.
我们要是查到亚伯拉罕讲到神的话的话, 甚至会更少。
Abraham wasn't a talker.
亚伯拉罕不是一个擅长讲话的人。
But it was his life that spoke.
而是亚伯拉罕借着他的生命生活行出来,
and it was his faith that spoke.
是他的信心说话。
And that really is a check in my own heart when my words are so easily multiplied.
这对我, 我常常说很多话的, 对我是个提醒。
You know, much of Abraham's life was all about waiting.
很多的时候亚伯拉罕是在等候当中。
Just waiting until he was very old.
等到最很老的时候,
waiting until he was old enough that all of the hopes and aspirations, all of the plans and ideas that he had for his life, well, the time was past for all of that.
就是亚伯拉罕等到他的所有的幻想、梦想、他的野心、他一切地上的想法都 烟消云散的时候。
And when God promised him a son, it just seemed too good to be true.
当神应许亚伯拉罕要有儿子的时候，他觉得不可能。
The gospel really is like that.
但是呢，这个福音就是像这样。
It is too good to be true, but it is true.
就是好看起来好像太好，不可能，但是呢，却是真实的。
And there is something of wisdom and love in God's dealing with Abraham.
在神对亚伯拉罕的管教中有他的智慧，有他的办法。
Would you speak to me of a child when really all hope is gone?
当我们所有的希望都没有的时候，神可以说话。
Well, that's God's way.
这就是神的方法。
And the real test comes, well, how can these things be?
就是真正的试验就是我们如何相信这可能。
Is God able to do what's impossible for man?
神能不能做在我看来不可能的事。
For Abraham to live a life that's pleasing to God, he would have to do the impossible.
对于亚伯拉罕要想讨神的喜悦，他要做不可能的事。
And he would have to risk that every time he opened his mouth to talk about it, whoever heard him would think that he lost his mind.
他要有一个危险, 就是当他讲话, 所有在场的人都会觉得亚伯拉罕疯了。
Would you speak to someone in their 90s when they spoke of God's promising that they would have a child?
就像一个90岁的老人讲到他要生孩子, 就会被众人耻笑。
Would you encourage them and pray for them along these lines?
当你旁边有这样的人的时候, 你会不会和他一起来祷告?
Would you schedule a baby shower this time next year?
你听到这样的消息的时候, 你要不要有一个聚会来欢迎孩子的到来?
Maybe we'll just pencil that in.
还是你觉得不可能?
The idea is that it's impossible, and everyone knows that it's impossible, but God said, this is what I will do.
就是我们知道这些都是在人不可能的, 但是神说我要做。
And then of course, there's more waiting.
然后接着就是继续的等待。
And you know, Abraham and Sarah, God bless them.
亚伯拉罕和萨拉, 神都来祝福。
They know that it's way too late.
他们知道呢, 他们生孩子实在是太晚了。
And yet they know that God's word is true.
但是呢, 他们也知道神的话是真实的。
They believe that God's word is true.
他们也相信神的话是真实的。
But they look at themselves and their faith begins to waver a little bit.
但是他看他们自己的时候呢, 他的信心就有软弱。
How can God be true and yet a person such as ourselves actually fulfill what God has promised?
如何神是真实, 但是看我们这样的器皿, 没有办法成就神的这样的器皿。
They do what you and I always do.
他们做的和我们做的没有什么两样。
We reason within ourselves and we try to imagine how God would do what He's promised.
我们会自己和自己争辩, 来说这神怎么可能能成就这样的事。
And we don't speak easily of miracles, so we rationalize and we look at things in a common sense sort of way.
我们甚至看到这些神迹奇事的时候, 我们也常常用人的办法来解释,来好像是能够发生的事情。
And Sarah, of course, represents that kind of worldly wisdom.
萨拉当然代表了那个时候这个人的一些的聪明。
Well, she reasoned, I'm too old to bear a child, so perhaps you go in to the maid servants.
所以萨拉就说, 可能我太老了, 你可以和,
and the maid servant will bear the child on my behalf.
我的侍女就可以生孩子来,
and now this was common practice in those days.
在那个时候呢,
and it seemed, well, perhaps God would fulfill His promise this way.
或许神也借着这样的方式来赐给他们孩子。
And Abraham said, well, That would make sense.
亚伯拉罕说, 好像很合理。
It certainly seems more likely than you and I having a child.
似乎像你我生孩子呢, 可能性比刚才那个更小。
So they went ahead and carried out the plan, and you know the story.
他们就开始按照他自己的计划来。
It was nothing but conflict and nothing but trouble from that point.
那所经历的都是一些的, 挣扎, 一些的, 一些的, 不好的。
And you know that God's response in this situation is to wait even longer.
但是神对于这个环境的, 他的答复, 就是要继续的等待。
And you remember the stories of Abraham's exploits in defeating the kings and rescuing his kinsman Lot.
我们也读到亚伯拉罕来征战，来把他的侄子 罗德来救回来。
He refused to take even a thread of the spoils of battle.
他甚至都 不愿意拿这个被掳的这些的战利品。
God is my wealth. God is my reward. God is my shield, my protector. I don't even want it appear as if these kings have made me wealthy.
就是亚伯拉罕相信神是他的财富, 神是他的帮助, 神是他的一切, 所以他不愿意从这些被掳的那些, 那些王那里拿到任何的资助。
And you'll remember Melchizedek appears bringing bread and wine.
麦基洗德那个时候的撒冷王就把把这个来招待亚伯拉罕。
The king of righteousness, the king of peace.
是那个撒冷王就是平安之王是有义的公义的王。
The priest of God Most High.
是至高神的祭司。
And he received the tithes from Abraham.
他也来接受亚伯拉罕十分之一的奉献。
And somehow Abraham's heart is still troubled in the night. You remember?
我们知道呢，在那个时候，亚伯拉罕的心仍然受搅扰。
All of these wonderful blessings from God, all of these wonderful assurance from God, and yet he still has no son.
神给他那么多的应许和祝福，但是他却没有儿子。
My servant is set to receive all of my inheritance.
好像亚伯拉罕看到是他的仆人要继承这一切的财产。
And Abraham, the name of Abraham, the God of Abraham, will be forgotten.
这个亚伯拉罕这位信神的亚伯拉罕，好像神已经忘记。
And you know that's when the Lord speaks to Abraham in the night.
这就是在那天晚上神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And how he assures Abraham that no, it's not your servant that will be your heir, but the fruit of your own body, your own son will be your heir.
就是说到不是你的仆人要做你的后裔，而是你自己身上所产生的后代要做你的后裔。
Now, we don't have time to go over the whole background. The point is this, that this was a long history of dealing from God.
我们没有办法讲到所有的这些的背景，但是我们知道这一切都是神的管教。
And that it seemed that just in the time of waiting,
就是好像看到我们在等候的过程中，
when from a human standpoint, the promise of God looks more and more impossible,
就是在人的角度我们看到这些神的应许越来越不可能的时候，
this is all God's design.
就是神却定义这样。
And so you can imagine the joy when Isaac is born.
我们可以想象当以撒生下来的时候，多少人有喜乐。
You know, Isaac means laughter, means joy.
以撒就是讲到这个嬉笑和高兴欢乐。
And there's kind of a double meaning to the laughter.
这个嬉笑呢有两面的意思。
It's Abraham's joy, but you know that Sarah laughed in her heart.
就是亚伯拉罕的喜乐，但是撒拉呢在心里也暗笑。
She just thought it just seemed a funny thing.
就是撒拉讲觉得这是世界上最可笑的事。
So beyond the realm of possibility.
就是人觉得真是没有一点的可能性。
I mean, you couldn't really talk to anyone you knew for advice about how to bear a child, nurse a child when you're in your 90s.
你又没办法和你所熟悉的人谈到九十岁了如何生孩子这件事。
But Isaac, laughter is born.
但是呢，以撒这个嬉笑就生下来。
And in this little one, this promise seed is all of this vast inheritance. Everything that God said depends on this one.
在这个小小的孩子身上就承受了神一切对亚伯拉罕的应许。
Your descendants will be as the sand of the sea.
就是讲到亚伯拉罕的后代要像海边的沙。
As the stars of heaven, if you could number them.
天上的星那样多。
And through your seed, all the nations, all of humanity will be blessed.
就是借着你这些后代，整个的人类都要受神的祝福。
Something that took really the whole universe up into its scope.
就是讲到这个神的这个应许是大到整个的世界。
So can you imagine that one time when God spoke to Abraham?
你能够想象就这一次神向亚伯拉罕。
And chapter 22 begins now after all of these things.
在第二十二章我们读到的创世纪就是这些事情发生以后。
What do you think when you reach this point and you've seen God faithful to his own words?
就是你在那里经历到神的信实到那个点上。
And that your work, your labor is now complete.
就是你的工作已经到了一个段落。
But it's quite interesting, you know, God's not finished with Abraham.
但是神对于亚伯拉罕的工作还没有完成。
And he spoke to Abraham, and, you know, there's something very interesting about this.
就是他对亚伯拉罕说话, 非常有趣儿。
When I was quite young, in a way, some parts of the Bible scared me.
当我很年轻时候读圣经的时候，有些圣经的经文啊，使我非常害怕。
You know, we can turn to the Psalms or some favorite portions of Scripture for comfort when we're feeling sad or when we're feeling down.
当我们心里很软弱或者是很沮丧的时候，我们可以。 翻到诗篇中的很多激励的话语。
But there's other parts of the scripture where the demand, the costliness, the righteousness of God kind of makes you step back a little bit.
但有些的部分呢，讲到神的一些公义，神的一些的要求的时候啊，我们的心呢，好像有一点的退后。
And when I was young, I always felt like that's what's so hard about being a Christian.
我年轻的时候我就说，这也或许是为什么很难做基督徒的原因。
Because it's almost like God's going to look right down into your heart.
就好像是神一下子看到你内心的世界。
And find the one thing that means more to you than anything else.
就是找到你心里面你最要的那一个。
And he's going to command you to give it up.
就是要求你把那一个放弃。
And you know what? Many, many years later, I felt, you know, there's a lot of truth to that.
很多年以后呢，我觉得这是有真理在其中。
There's a lot of truth to the way the heart can hold on even to the blessings of God.
就是讲到我们的心呢，可以去抓很多的祝福。
And I didn't begin to even catch a glimpse of that until I was a parent.
就是到我做 父母亲之前，我做父亲之前，我没有真实的感受到。
And you see that sometimes, you know, you can lay awake at night out of concern for your child.
就是你可以晚上不睡觉来照照料你的孩子。
You know, my mom used to tell me things like that, and I would say, "Oh, mom," or something like that.
就是我妈妈常常也给我讲到，她当时照顾我的情况，我就说啊，没什么。
Is she just exaggerating, you know, to make me feel bad or something?
他这么讲是夸张，让我感到不太好受。
But actually, it's very true.
但是呢，这确实非常真实的。
There is a way in which you always want more for your child than you knew for yourself.
就是我们希望我们的孩子呢，甚至超过我们所要对我们自己的。
And when they're near you and when they're under your roof, you know, you have this exaggerated sense that I'm in control of them.
就是当他们这些孩子在我们一起的家中，我们觉得我们要是属于我们的。
And then when they leave and they're out of our sight, you know, we pray that the Lord will keep them and hopefully bring them home safely very soon.
就是当甚至他们出门的时候，我们也向主祷告，让他们能够安全地回到家中。
But there comes a time when you realize that in order for this precious one to grow, they need to have some room.
就是有时候我们也会觉得这些我们的孩子们也需要他自己的空间来成长。
And somehow the hands and the arms that held them and protected them and nurtured them can actually get uncomfortable.
就是我们这些做父母亲的来怀抱他们，来保护他们的时候，他们会觉得有些的不舒服。
But this is human love.
这是人的爱。
To hang on and to never let go.
就是我们来照顾我们的孩子。
Because if I let go, I'm letting go of my own heart as well.
当我们来放弃这些的时候呢，我们觉得我们心里很失落。
Now there's no comparison to what Abraham went through.
但是这没有办法和亚伯拉罕我们读到的那个经历。
But there's something about it. What could a 100 plus year old man actually do to protect this promised precious child?
这问题就是这个100多岁的亚伯拉罕如何来保护这个神所应许的这个小小的以撒。
And if he by some stretch could actually protect and nurture him to adulthood.
若是亚伯拉罕能够, 照顾以撒, 能够成长成成人,
what could Abraham do to ensure that all God's promise would be realized through that one?
亚伯拉罕能做什么能够, 能够保证神的应许, 那么多应许, 都能够成就在以撒这个孩子身上?
Because the real decisions in that precious one's life would be made when Abraham and Sarah were gone to the Lord.
就是讲到以撒的他重要的决定要做的时候, 恐怕亚伯拉罕和撒拉都已经不在人世了。
And somehow, the Lord designed this impossible test.
但是呢, 神却在这里, 做了一个不可能的这样的试验。
Now, if your friends didn't believe you when you said that God promised you a child in your old age,
若是你的朋友们不相信, 在你年老的时候, 神要应许你个孩子,
well, they're believers now.
那么有相信,
because Isaac is there, the living proof.
就是, 以撒成为活的这个证据, 大家都要相信。
But how would you go about sharing with your friends this word from the Lord?
但是你如何来分享到刚才我们所读到的这个话？
Now, we don't know how many years had passed by, but some considerable number of years had gone by.
这里我们读到的时候呢, 是已经, 又经过了许多年。
Isaac was a lad. The scripture refers to him as a lad.
这以撒呢就已经成为一个年轻的小伙子。
A young man, he was strong enough to bear a load of wood on his back up the mountain.
他甚至可以, 强壮能够背起这些柴来。
So he was well on his way to maturity, to adulthood.
他是在要, 慢慢成长成成年的过程中。
And then God spoke to Abraham in the night.
这时候呢, 神就, 对亚伯拉罕在夜间说话,
and told him to do something that, I mean, you know how impossible it sounds.
就是神要亚伯拉罕做一个实在是极不可能的事情。
If Abraham ever had a time where he would question God,
若是亚伯拉罕有任何一个时间可以来怀疑神的时候,
it would be now. That God said, take now your son, your only son, whom you love.
神就说你带着你儿子, 就是你独生的儿子, 你所爱的,
and get you to Mount Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering.
就是往摩利亚地去, 要在这个山上献为, 为神献为燔祭。
Now that's not something you would share with someone. They would probably lay hands on you.
就这不是你可以和其他人可以分享到，然后他们可以为你祷告的事情。There's
no indication that Abraham shared this with Sarah.
这里也没有讲到亚伯拉罕与撒拉有这个分享。Probably
she would have said the old man has finally just gone over the edge.
就他也可能, 撒拉会讲到, 这个亚伯拉罕太老了，已经失去理智了。And
she would probably stretch herself out on the road and refuse to move. You'll not take my son to Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering.
就是撒拉或许要是这个情况，就可以拦阻亚伯拉罕, 把以撒带到摩利亚山上。
Unless, of course, you mean it in a figurative sense. It's not just for an illustration.
那这不只是来, 讲到比喻而已。
Not yet, anyway.
没有。
Abraham, it's quite precious. There's no questions in his heart at that point.
亚伯拉罕心里没有任何疑惑。
He didn't say, how can this be or why?
他没说这是如何可能啊, 为什么?
It said, when morning came, he got up early.
就他这里却写到是亚伯拉罕清早就起来。
He made all the preparation.
他准备了一切。
And he set out on the journey.
他就开始了旅程。
It almost seemed like this conflict, it wasn't there anymore.
就好像是觉得亚伯拉罕心里就没有再没有这个征战和征战。
How can a child be born to a man 100 years old? That was the question he had before.
他以前的问题是说，如何一个孩子可以一百多岁的人可以生孩子。
Abraham was full of questions. Will God destroy the righteous with the wicked?
那个时候的亚伯拉罕有很多的问题，要神要把有义的和不义的一起灭绝吗
？Shall not the Lord of all the earth do right? You remember that the Abraham liked to sort of quiz the Lord.
就是天地的主要做一些事情哈，他有很多这方面那方面的问题。
But there's no question in his heart at this point.
但是呢，在二十二章的时候，亚伯拉罕里面没有写到亚伯拉罕里面有任何的问题。
And you know, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this.
我花了很多时间想这件事情。
What would you do? How would you respond? How would you pray?
你要怎么做啊？你怎么祷告啊？来对待这个问题。
I would probably hope that it was a bad dream.
我可能相信哦，这是一个噩梦而已。
Maybe sleep a little bit late and hope that maybe somehow I misheard what the Lord said.
可能我睡太晚了，我的耳朵听错了，神没有这样讲。
And certainly I could blame it on the donkey. I mean, he doesn't like to be saddled and driven for days on end.
可能是这驴的这些嘈杂声啊，影响了我。
You know, it seems like there's 1,001 excuses and reasons not to obey strictly what the Lord said.
你也会想到有1001个理由可以不需要遵守神所讲的话。
And it wouldn't be hard to find.Dozens of people who would agree with you.
也不难找到你周围很多的人能够和你同意你啊这样的意见。
But Abraham did not consult with flesh and blood.
亚伯拉罕没有与属血肉的人联系。
There's something very precious about this relationship that he has with the Lord.
这里面讲到亚伯拉罕和主和神有一个非常亲密的关系。
The Lord just calls him by name, Abraham.
神点名亚伯拉罕他的名字来呼叫他。
He hears and says, "Here I am."
他听到了就说我在这里。
Now, that's a very simple message, just to hear the Lord call you by name.
这就是很简单的哈，神就点着他的名来呼召他。
And I'm saying it's no less a miracle to have the response come, "Here I am."
他能回答我在这里呢，也是同样的一个好。
How many messages have I sat through, or have I constrained others to sit through that didn't have that element?
就是这两个亚伯拉罕被呼召，亚伯拉罕答应，在我们很多的信息中没有。
Do you hear God calling you by name?
你有没有听到神？
When he speaks to you, do you know that he's speaking to you personally?
当神说话的时候，你知不知道他点着你的名向你个人说话
？And have you stopped everything and gone to him and let him know that you hear and that you're waiting upon what he has to say?
你有没有停下一切的劳作啊，来到神面前说，让神知道你在这里要和他听他说的话？
Now, when I was younger, I would promise the Lord all kinds of things.
我在年轻的时候，我向神有很多应许。
And never heard the Lord really say something like this so clearly.
从来没有神像亚伯拉罕那样讲的那么明确。
But Abraham didn't have any questions anymore.
亚伯拉罕没有任何的疑问。
Now, here it's time to stop already, and we're just still getting started. I'm in the testing business. I know a little bit about testing.
我呢，我的工作呢，涉及到很多的试验。
And the fun thing about tests is, well, I never did well in them, and I hate to take them.
就是我做这些呢，我一些考试啊， but, 所以我要做这些方面。
Now I get paid to write them and force other people to take them.
我做一些的这个可以能够录下来。
But it's rarely that you give a test where all of the questions in a sense are answered before the test, right in front of you.
就是在你这个做考试的时候，你已经知道了这些所有问题的答案。
Where do I go? Will you go to Moriah to the specific place that I'll show you?
就是讲到我已经知道摩利亚山哪个地方啊，在哪里献祭都知道。
When do I go? Now. What do you want me to do? Well, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, to this place and bind him and slay him and burn him.
要做什么呢? 就是刚才我们读到的, 要把这个以撒捆起来, 然后在那个山上, 要献为燔祭。
And why do that? Well, as an offering to the Lord.
为什么呢? 就是要为神做燔祭。
So where, when, what? Why, how, everything is already given.
就是这些的, 这些问题啊, 不管是在哪里, 在什么时间, 做什么, 为什么做, 都已经,
was it that the Lord just wanted him to memorize those things and then stay at home after all?
就是神让他能够这些都知道。
This was a practical exam.
这是一个非常,
and somehow it was designed where you would have enough time to back out if you wanted to.
这个试验或者考试呢, 就是你有足够的时间和机会可以, 不一直到底。
And that 3 days journey, what must go through Abraham's mind at that point?
这3天的旅程啊, 这个亚伯拉罕里面是想什么呢?
I project myself into his situation and I say he was trying to wonder if there was a shortcut somewhere.
我要是在他的这个地位上, 我就会想, 有没有什么其他的路可以走?
Or maybe I really have lost my mind.
或许我真是疯了。
Or he can't possibly mean what he said.
我真是没有办法, 相信我所说的。
But there's no indication at all of what's going on inside Abraham until they arrive.
在这圣经上没有记载亚伯拉罕任何的思虑啊, 只是等到他到了那个地方以后,
did he tell the servants what he was going to do?
他有没有告诉他的仆人要做什么呢?
Well, he left out some of the details.
或者他没有讲到具体的细节。
But just in that word, you wait here.
就只是讲到你要, 你们在这里等候。
And the lad and I will go yonder and worship.
我和这个童子要到那里去拜一拜。
And we will come again to you.
就回到你们这里来。
Something was settled in Abraham.
在亚伯拉罕里面已经有, 已经有解决。
He knew that God was true.
他知道神是, 信实的。
And he had no question of the character of God, the righteousness of God, the faithfulness of God.
他对神的, 信实和他的公义没有任何怀疑。
So God is not tricking me. He's not telling me something that's not true.
他神没有给我讲不真实的话, 他也不会来欺骗我。
And somehow it's not that he has thrown out everything that he's done and promised to this point.
他不是, 神不是把所有其他的都丢下, 到现在为止。
If God is going to be true to himself and he can't deny himself, he can't be other than who he is.
他要对他, 神对自己, 他是, 真实的, 所以他不会背乎自己。
If all that God has spoken is true,
若是神所讲的都是真实的,
and it is because he is true,
是真实的, 因为他就是真实的。
And if God has commanded me to do this thing,
若是神让我做这件事,
and he has because I know his voice,
他也确实让我做这件事情, 因为我听到他的声音,
then my son must die and be raised from the dead.
就是我的儿子要死, 并且要从死里复活。
This is a wonderful, wonderful ray of light we're given in the letter to the Hebrews.
我们读到希伯来书的时候是非常非常宝贵的。
That he saw that in order for all of those promises to be fulfilled, that the promised seed must die sacrificially and be raised again.
就是讲到他看到啊, 神可以使死人复活啊, 能够, 他可以从死里把他的儿子带回来。
Even when Isaac, in his submissive obedience to, to his own father,
以撒也完全地顺服他的父亲的一切的安排。
Where is the lamb?
但是呢，他也问啊，这个羔羊在哪里
？Abraham saw God's provision.
亚伯拉罕看到神的预备。
Abraham saw that the promised seed is the lamb.
亚伯拉罕也看到这一个所应许的这个以撒也是啊，有这个预表到啊羔羊。
Somehow his faith was made strong.
就这样亚伯拉罕的信心得到坚固。
Because God revealed more of himself to Abraham.
是因为神把他自己更多的开启给亚伯拉罕。
The Lord Jesus say, Abraham saw my day.
就是讲到主耶稣所讲的亚伯拉罕也看到我的日子。
He saw it and was glad.
他看到我的日子就高兴。
And so, was it a surprise to Abraham when the Lord intervened?
当神在其中插入的时候，亚伯拉罕有没有就感到吃惊？
Probably.
有一点或许。
Because Abraham was already prepared to give his son on the altar.
因为亚伯拉罕已经都预备好要把他的爱子献上。
In anticipation of God restoring him to life again.
是他预料到神即使他的儿子死去也能够从死里神可以让他复活。
But God intervened.
但是呢神却插入。
And provided a ram for an offering.
是讲到神有拿一个其他的公羊来。
Now I was always explained to me that what you see, it wasn't a lamb that was found caught in the thorn.
就是讲到在一个荆棘里被困住的羊。
It was a ram that was given at that time, but the lamb was God's own son.
这个荆棘中的羊就是讲到神自己的爱子。
And this lamb is God's provision, that eternal redemption. It secures everything that God's promised.
这个羊就是神所预备的来成就他的救恩的。
Now, does all of that make it easier to walk in the same steps of faith?
这一切是不是使我们能够照着亚伯拉罕所行的去做容易呢？
There's something about that inward, intimate communion with God that sustained this man.
就是讲到亚伯拉罕之所以能这样行，是因为他里面和神有一个亲密的个人的关系。
There was something about this relationship of interchange, of dialogue, of living faith.
讲到他里面和神有一个交流，一个交通，是有一个活的信心。
That sustained him one day at a time, one step at a time.
这一个活的信心就是他一天一天可以走上摩利亚山。
You know, we're just given just a glimpse of it.
我们只是有看到一点。
The Lord Jesus would say, Abraham saw my day, and he rejoiced.
主耶稣就讲，亚伯拉罕看到我的日子，他就欢喜。
He saw the true Isaac, the real joy.
他看到的是那个真正的以撒，就是那个真实的。
He saw the Lamb of God and saw that God.Had secured.
他看到神的羔羊，看到神所预备的。
And we're told that he looked for a city that had foundations.
讲到亚伯拉罕的时候，讲他是看一个有根基的城。
Yet everywhere he went, he said, "No, this is not it."
在他每到一个地方，亚伯拉罕就说这不是。
I'll just leave you with that.
我就讲到这个。
An old hymn that I heard is really not a hymn. It's sort of a kind of a spiritual song.
我常在唱的一首比较古老的一首诗，实在是一个灵歌。
And it's called "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For."
就是我还没有找到我要找的。
And I was young, and I thought, how could someone who believes in the Lord Jesus sing a song "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For"?
我年轻的时候我就想啊，这是如何可能哈？我们已经相信了主，怎么会说我们没有发现，我们没有找到我们要找的呢？
I never heard any Christian bring that message.
我没有听到这样的信息。
It was always, I've already found. I've found him.
我所听到的信息就是我已经发现了，我找到了。
In the Lord Jesus, everything you could ever be looking for.
因为主是我们一切所寻找的。
But really, this is a song about
the pilgrimage of faith.
但是呢，这首诗呢，却是讲到我们在朝圣的路上所经历的。
Is sustained by that heavenly vision.
是讲到我们看有个属天的意象来带领我们走。
And the heavenly vision is what enables you to take one step after the next, after the next.
这个属天的意象就让我们一天一天，一步步的走。
And all the things of earth that were so precious at one time, now you look at that and you say, no. It can't be compared.
我们常常宝贵的地上的事情啊，我们有一天就觉得这些都没有什么价值。
So we walk on together, and down here, we don't see what we're looking for.
就是讲到我们一同来走这条路，在这个地上，我们找不到我们所真正安息的地方。
But when He comes, we know that we shall be like Him. We shall see Him as He is.
当我们见主面的时候，我们要像他一样，我们要看到他的真实。
And whoever has that hope in himself or in herself purifies their heart in preparation for His return.
我们所有有这个盼望的，就要竭尽我们来等候神的再来。
Let's pray for one another.
我们一同彼此祷告。
Lord, I thank You for these dear ones and for the patience.
主，我们为着我们的亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们为着他们的这一切的忍耐，我们献上感谢。Thank
you for your love and your tenderness.
谢谢你的爱，你对我们的温柔。And
I pray that you would meet each and every one of these dear brothers and sisters.
我祷告你来成为我们众弟兄姊妹的需要。
Wherever they may be, whatever they go through, maybe in the middle of the night, that you would speak to their hearts.
不管他们在怎样的光景情形下，你在晚上的时候向他们的心说话。
And bring us together through the testing of faith, letting go of the things that weigh us down.
来试验我们的信心，让那些不属于你的能够离去。
Even letting go of the ones or the things that we love, Lord, so that our hearts can be for you.
甚至我们心里面的很多的不适当的爱慕，你让它离去，使我们的心可以完全为你。And
Lord, lead us to love one another with your love.
让我们也能够用你的爱可以彼此相爱。However
many or few days remain for us here.
不管我们在这个世上有多少的日子。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen.